the reason I'm talking about that.
I never get to do that.
Please, we're going to have the attorneys start with Cecil.
Yep.
Thank you. This is the reorganization meeting of the Clinton Township Mayor and Council. It is January 3rd, 2024. If you could please all join me in the speech.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since I must state that adequate notice and electronic notice of this meeting were provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. A copy of the agenda for this meeting was sent to the Huntington County Democrat, the Courier News, and the Huntington Review, and posted on the bulletin board on December 29, 2023, and was made available to the public for download on the township's website prior to the meeting. Our very first order is to swear in.
All right.
Would you please place your left hand on the right and raise your right hand and please repeat after me. I, Brian Millay.
I, Brian Millay.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the mayor of the township of Clinton.
Of the mayor of the township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Now that you've been sworn in, I think it's appropriate to end the meeting off you.
Yes, you're very right. I just want to thank everybody for coming this evening. I want to thank all of the professionals of the township, all of the staff. I've been mayor now one term fully and part of another during COVID, and on council for the 7 years prior with Councilwoman Switlick. We've got a great team. We've got a great staff. We've got a great community, and it really is a privilege to be in this position to help keep that progress going forward. Very sad to lose one Board of Adjustment member, but she's now our surrogate, and I'd like to thank Surrogate Roebuck for joining us this evening and for swearing me in, and her husband, Congressman Lance. Thank you both very much for being here this evening. And also Councilman Cap Hagen from the town of Clinton is here. But tonight is really going to be about some of our volunteers and then getting some of the down to the brass tacks of the business we've got to attend to. So, with that done, Madam Clerk, might I have roll call, please?
Yes. Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Councilman Mark Strauss?
Here.
Mayor Mullen?
Here. We have a quorum. Next, we will take nominations for Council President.
I would like to make a nomination for Mark Strauss to be Council President.
Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Before we call for a vote, I just want to thank Councilman Strauss for his last couple of years' service as Council President. It's been a pleasure to work with you. It's been great having, like I said before, you've just really got a great team, and your grandson is equally excited. So, with that said, may we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Councilman President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Milan?
Yes. Congratulations, and if you wouldn't mind, I think we need to swear you in. I think I missed that piece last year.
Yeah,
I wrote it down, underlined it. Well, yeah, we were during the meeting, but not at the right spot. Oh, this is the part where I got to get all the pictures.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Mark Strauss.
I, Mark Strauss.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully and partially and justly.
That I will faithfully and partially and justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of
Council President of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So
we got. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
While you take that long walk back, we're going to invite, I'm going to have to walk around, we're going to invite the line officers of the Annandale Hose Company up to be sworn in. Every year they have an annual vote for their officers, so we have a new slate. Come on down. We'll do them individually. We'll start with the chief and then the deputy chief.
I, Thomas Long.
I, Thomas Long.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the government established in the United States.
And to the government established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties.
All of the duties.
Of the Township of Clinton.
Of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I, Fred Shutz.
I, Fred Shutz.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
Will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
Faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
Justly perform.
All of the duties.
All of the duties.
Of the Township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. I, Charles Baden.
I, Charles Baden.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Lieutenant. Make sure you get your pictures. I, Brandon Bunt.
I, Brandon Bunt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. I, Kyle Weed.
I, Kyle Weed.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Written, okay.
I, Matt Thomas.
I, Matt Thomas.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All of the duties of the township.
That's right.
All of the duties of the township of Clinton.
All of the duties of the township of Clinton.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Again, thank you for the effort and the time that the volunteer fire department puts in. It's quite a lot of hours. You get the reports every month. It's a lot of dedication and time away from your family. We thank you. We thank your families for your time and for everything you do to keep the residents and the businesses of Clinton Township safe. We will now move on to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, the council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items anyone in the room would like to remove from the consent agenda?
No.
We'll have to pull it. All right, we'll pull item number 11. Anything else?
Could we just confirm that item 13 is actually authorization number 1? Or are they different?
They're different. Yeah, so there are certain appointments that are the prerogative of the mayor and only the mayor. Those are the reorganization item number 1.
So those are the planning board and stuff like that?
Correct.
Okay, I don't have a copy of number 13. I don't think I saw it in the box.
I saw it in the box. Yeah, I saw it in the box. Hang on. I mean, we can pull it and we can come back to it if you can find it.
I'm looking in the box right now.
There are a lot in there.
I'm going through all the numbers.
I saw it yesterday when I was doing mine. Let's see. Consent. I wonder if it got accidentally deleted. All right, we'll pull it.
Okay.
And I will circulate. Can you circulate it? You want me to circulate it? Do you have a copy of it?
I emailed it to the council.
That's the by the mayor one. Hang on. All right, we'll hold that for right now. Nope, that's not a bad thing. I will be right with you. With those two being pulled, that's 13 and 11. May I have a motion for the consent unless there's anybody else who wants to pull anything?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Millett?
Yes. So let's discuss item number 2024-11 as the first item on the
report. Right. I did speak with you briefly, I think, about the amount of meetings that were added that typically, I mean, I've been on council about 11 years, I've never seen that many meetings in the summer, during January. I'm just curious as to if we can eliminate some of those as absolutely necessary.
I believe the intent is that we'll cancel them as they're not needed, but we had a couple over this past summer that items arose,
right,
and it was a little bit of a challenge for us to do special meetings, and it looks kind of like they're doing something in the dead of night. So rather than do that, we have the meetings listed. We can cancel them as necessary.
Right.
I would anticipate we'll cancel them.
I'm wondering if the public is now going to see these meetings, and then we're going to constantly be canceling on them.
It's usually just the two. We usually only do one in July and one in August.
We usually have one in December, one in November.
We had two in December.
Just this past year. Too.
We had one last year, too.
All right.
Well, that's
December 30th. Yeah, I mean,
that's
December 30th, you just mix
that. Well, but we may need it and do it virtually if we have to do something that's
okay.
Critical by the end of the year. Correct.
Right.
And saves money.
Special meeting, you're
right. I just was like, okay, so do we cancel them all? How does that look? Or, you know, is it going to keep the public in tune? Like, how are they going to know it's canceled? I just I'm a little leery of that, too, but...
Steps for carbon cancellation.
I don't know if there's a specific. No, there's no specific deadline. It's just it's customary to, you know, provide notice if the meeting is being canceled, but there's no specific deadline.
And also the fact that in the summer, July and August, people aren't even around. I just wanted to just address some of my concerns with it as well.
Yeah.
It's generally done
yeah,
so that you have the meeting scheduled because it fulfills your advertising requirement for the year.
Right.
It's easier to have it that lists all your agenda items and gives you the flexibility to deal with them all. Whereas a special meeting, if you call it, would limit you strictly to the items that were on that agenda, so you would be limited in your business that you could do.
Okay.
It's done most places to give you the flexibility to hold a meeting if you so desire,
mm-hmm,
and if you do choose not to for, you know, summer months or for holiday months,
mm-hmm,
it's much easier just to cancel. You post it ahead of time, put it on your website,
mm-hmm,
and you send notice to your respective publications of your intent to cancel the meeting. It just gives you more flexibility.
Mm-hmm. So the public will be notified how much in advance to know if it
depends on when you choose to cancel that meeting. That would be a decision of the governing body.
Okay.
An email blast and official notification. That's taken care of. Any further discussion?
No, as long as we can talk earlier and cancel that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And we can start that at the, we have our weekly agenda meetings or bi-weekly agenda meetings. We can do that fairly easily. Correct. Correct. Right. Correct. Which someone tried to foist on us just last night, I believe. So, in that case, I'll make a motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. Next, I'm going to skip 13 for a minute, so I did email the list to you. I do have a quick question on it, actually, myself, so I'm going to try to address that momentarily, and then we'll go straight to the mayoral appointments. They are as listed in the box. I don't think I need to read them out. There's only one change I'm going to make. I'll make it right now, and thank you, Administrator Close. Ms. Reitman on the Environmental Commission should be the alternate. I inadvertently listed Mario as the alternate. So Mario will have the longer term of, I think it's 3 years for that. And Amelia will have the shorter 2 year term.
What grade is she in?
She's a senior.
She's a senior. She's a
junior. Oh, she's a junior?
She's a junior.
I sit corrected. She's a junior. I thought she was a senior.
Thank you.
For the record, my wife corrected me.
And you're still in trouble.
So there's no motion for those. Those are my prerogative. They're just entered for the record. We'll move next to Resolution 2024-21, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton approving an agreement for municipal advisor and continuing disclosure services with Phoenix Advisors. We've been using Phoenix since Vita came on. It administratively helps with the bonds and such.
Yeah, they seem to do a good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Spitzley?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Blair?
Yes. And we'll double back because I skipped one. We'll go to Resolution 2024-20, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton appointing the Fire Marshal. Any questions, concerns? Thank you for pointing out. Mark? All right.
He's been,
yes. Doing a very good job, as a matter of fact.
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Spitzley?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Blair?
Yes. We'll next move to Resolution 2024-22. This is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton appointing a qualified purchasing agent for the calendar year 2024. Our QPA will be Mr. Canning, as it was this past year. Questions, comments? If not, may I have a motion?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Spitzley?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Blair?
Yes. Next, we have Resolution 2024-23, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, granting authority for approval of certain purchases through New Jersey State contracts and or purchasing cooperatives for the year of 2024. It's pretty standard stuff. Any questions, comments?
Did we have this in the past?
I believe we did it last year.
Okay. You did. What this does, in addition to all the various cooperatives which you adopted earlier resolution, this just allows for you also, you're separately designating the state of New Jersey cooperative pricing program.
Right.
But also what it does is identifies that the QPA is allowed to use the 44,000 bid threshold and the $6,600 quote right. threshold.
Yeah. I guess the only concern I have somehow is how do we avoid having something approved that's not actually what council wants to do. So I'll use an example, because like the Vatican Gates last year, we had a lot of discussion, they'd be under 44,000. If that had been purchased or a co-op, could that have occurred in just later periods of time? I guess theoretically.
If your question is if it was on state contract,
right.
it would be allowed to be purchased
right.
as opposed to be bid.
Right.
When you use a state cooperative contract or one of the purchasing programs, the benefit of that is it allows you to do the bidding, the advertising, soliciting all the various proposals in an effort to get the best pricing for you on that product or commodity. That's the value of it. So if you did not have that, you would have to publicly bid and advertise, write a scope of work for the specification.
But the QPA would not be able to unilaterally make a decision.
No, those thresholds are established by the state of New Jersey statutorily.
My question is, he'd have the authority. Let's say you budgeted for something.
Okay.
So if I'm Joe Apple, Chris, you can serve by availability. He could proceed with that purchase without a resolution council.
As long as it's under the threshold.
Under the threshold, is $44,000. So if you're saying, in theory, the batting cages could have been purchased that way last year, which would not have been really what we would have wanted to do necessarily.
That was capital expenditure.
If it's capital expenditure, it wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's a little different.
In that example, it would not be approved because you'd be approving your capital program.
Right.
You therefore would not be budgeting
right.
the funds for that purchase.
Right. Okay. That's fine. I think it's more cool. Okay. I had less than an
hour left.
Yeah.
All right, we good? Make the motion. I'll second. Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Spitzley?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Blair?
Yes. And then last but not least, we're going to double back to resolution number 13. This is the resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton for 2024 appointments by the Mayor and Council. Given the fact that it was not in the box, I'm going to read through it. If I skip any, somebody can yell at me. We're going to do the Assistant Township Prosecutor, Jordan Rickards, for 1 year. Public Defender, Scott Mitzner, for 1 year. Alternate Public Defender, Anthony Rotuno, for 1 year. Township Judge, Eric Perkins, for 1 year. Recreation Committee, Donna Hobie, 3 years. First alternate, Debbie Morawski, for 3 years. Chairperson will be Richard Reynolds for 1 year. Open Space Advisory Board, Les Giese and Janet Howard, both being renewed for 2 years. Ben Hunt being put in the alternate one seat for 2 years, and then annual appointments for Michael Versa from the Planning Board, Doug Picata from the Environmental Commission, and Amy Sertlick from the Council, if we're all agreeable. Planning Board Council member would be Bill Glazer, Class 3, for 1 year. Sewer Authority, effective in February, because their terms are staggered oddly, and they have a 5-year term. Katrin Gould Sethna. And then for the Emergency Management Council, Police Department, Chief Thomas DeRosa, Clinton Rescue Squad, Chief Frank Sitnicki and Bucky Buchanan, CERT Coordinator, and also our OEM Coordinator, Steve Crummenhoek, Annie Hose Company Chief, Thomas Long, Deputy Chief, Steve Dombrowski, Township Administrator, Bill Close, and the Public Safety Liaison, Mark Strauss, all for 1 year. Any questions, concerns, comments?
And no prosecutor right now?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Okay.
We'll return to that in the...
Okay, the assistant steps in.
Cool, correct. All right. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Milan?
Yes. That is all. I think we have a public comment session. Anyone from the public wish to come forward, make a comment about anything or nothing at all? All right. In that case, Councilman Glazer, you're still a newbie.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Milan?
Yes. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for joining us this evening.
Sorry to listen again, Mayor.